Market Music with Fairbairn and Russell. Welcome to the fifth podcast from Market Musings with Fairbairn and Russell. Last time on the podcast, we spoke at length about Katoro Gold and GGP because the market started to look a little perky last week. And this week's had a great start. I don't think I've seen as much blue sky as I did on Monday for a long while. But we're not here to talk about the markets as such today. We can leave that for the weekend and maybe for next week's podcast. Because this week we are delighted to welcome our first guest onto the podcast. He's all the way from Australia, and I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to David Price from Rockfire. Hello, David.
G'day, Mark and Kenny. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Yep, good to speak again, David. It's been a while, but no, I've had the pleasure of meeting David a few times before, Mark, and seen him doing various presentations. So it's good to speak again.
Yes, it's lovely to speak again. We've never met David, but I think we have exchanged some emails in the past. But it's very nice to have you as our first guest. So thank you for coming on. So do you want to start with maybe a little bit about your background as a geologist?
Sure, absolutely. So I've trained, qualified with a Bachelor of Science, and I specialised in geology, and that was way back in the mid 80s in Australia at Macquarie University in Sydney. Mm-hmm. So during my studies, I was doing a general science degree when I started. So my first year was the basics. Was maths and chemistry, physics, mm-hmm. and I took geology as a fill-in subject, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the geology that I was doing. So I decided then to specialise in geology, and then the next 3 years of my study were focused on geology exclusively. Wow. When you get a degree in geology, you end up specialising more and more as the years of your study go through. And I don't know if you remember the Castrol ad that not oils ain't oils. Well, geologists aren't geologists. And geologists specialise in very specific disciplines. My discipline at university was mineralogy and microstructure.
Okay.
So what I did was that I ended up looking in great detail at the composition of the rocks, so I could determine precisely what rock was what, and to be able to distinguish rocks in the field very accurately. So that's what I specialised in. Other geologists are structural geologists. Of mm-hmm. course, you get geophysicists. There's actually quite a variety of disciplines. So one of the things that investors would probably need to take a good look at is what discipline did their geologist and their CEO, if they are a geologist, what did they specialize in, and can they actually use those skills to help find, in our case, gold, and my specialization in the rock composition is very important.
But I was actually hoping you were going to say you were born with a rock in your hand, and you always had a rock in your hand.
I may have been being an Australian, but yeah. No. I came into geology very late, and while I was studying, in fact, and certainly it's been a great career for me. It's been a tremendous journey, and during my studies, I actually had my final year of study. I started working part time for a UK-based consulting group called Robertson Research, or RobSearch as they used to be known. And I was working with them, and I actually missed my graduation ceremony because Robertson Research had me on a plane before my graduation, but after my studies and after all my exams. And I started my first program in exploration in Papua New Guinea, of all places, in the jungles, and jumping in and out of helicopters as a young boy. That was a pretty exciting start to a career.
Yeah, that's cool.
I stayed with Robertson Research, and I was seconded to Indonesia, based in Jakarta, and I was looking after my first drilling program, which was on an island in the Philippines called the La Hoy Island Gold Project. That was a multi-rig program, and my first exposure to drilling. And as a young buck, flying in and out of the Philippines, in and out from Jakarta. So it was, again, pretty exciting stuff and for a consulting group.
Yeah.
But one of the very wise senior consultants said, make sure you get underground mine experience and open cut mine experience.
Mm-hmm.
What that will do is to provide you with the economic end game. What are you actually trying to achieve in your exploration? And what does it look like further down the track? So that was very good advice, which I took. And I resigned my position with Robertson Research, and I went underground at Mount Martin with, of all people, Terry Grammer, of all people.
Right.
Terry Grammer of Metal Tiger. He was my first underground boss. So Terry and I go back a long, long way, and he showed me the ropes underground. And then from there I moved into the open cut at Mount Martin in Western Australia. And then I joined Placer Dome out of Canada. They had an offshoot called Placer Pacific in Western Australia. And when I joined Placer, I got exposure to very large drill out programs. And they included the drill out of the Windage Pit in Granny Smith, the North Big Bell deposit also in Western Australia. And I was involved with the very deep drill out of the Osborne Copper Gold Project in Queensland. So as my career developed, I got exposure to all sorts of different parts of the mining industry, which I think is very important for geologists to gain that variety. Now, of course, all of this time, it was all in gold. I've been most of my career in gold, mm-hmm. and gold plus or minus copper. And so that's where the career took me, is into these very, very large drill out programs.
Okay.
And that was a great experience to have.
No, that's nice.
I'm just laughing at your comment, David, when you said you were jumping out of the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
You do know you're known as the Steve Irwin of the geologist world. Did you know that?
Well, somebody did say that to me at one point. It gave me a good chuckle anyway, Kenny.
Yeah, I think it's you've done a couple of those videos from the plateau.
Yeah, video site.
Yeah, when you were dressed, you know, you're at the cold face, you were covered in dust, you know, you looked as if you were in your element. I take it you're most happy when you're at the cold face, so to speak, David.
Yeah, absolutely. Those videos were a lot of fun. They were really good because it really brought the investor onto site, which is fantastic. And, you know, short of bringing investors and flying them all the way into Australia and on site, that's the second best thing. So it was a lot of fun doing it, just being able to explain what we were doing on site. And, of course, I've spent an enormous part of my career sitting on drill rigs and getting dirty and dusty and throwing bags of rock around is something I'm very, very used to. So there's no problem with that. That's all good. It's also good for the CEO to get out there and make sure that what's happening on site is good quality. You know, this is something that I can keep a good eye on, which is important. So it just gives that assurance that what we're getting is quality work from the coalface, so to speak.
Yeah, it's really nice to see that, David, as well. Very few CEOs actually, I think, make an effort to do that kind of PR, and it's really nice to see. And you can feel your enthusiasm for it. It's clear that, you know, it still very excites you very much.
Mm, yeah, it does. I mean, geology has always excited me. It's great. It's the thrill of the find. And you know, having a drill rig turning is a great shot in the arm. It's just tremendous to be able to see the anticipation of the guys on site, and of course the directors and the investors, just to see what are we going to hit this time. Mm. And it's always an unknown. Exploration is the great unknown, and that's why we explore.
Yeah.
And it's a very exciting part of the industry.
Does any particular rocks excite you more than others?
Oh, gold.
Gold. That's your rock, is it?
Well, look, not really. Rocks, I quite like some of the larger porphyries. I enjoy porphyry discoveries. They're pretty impressive, actually, because you get the entire rock is mineralized. It's quite impressive. A vein, you see a vein, it's always exciting to see a vein. When you see the whole rock has been altered by these fluids and the gases and all of these high temperature gases and fluids, it's just fantastic to see that, because
it's fascinating.
I think people underestimate the extreme pressure and temperature and volatility that's required to alter rock mineralogy, and it's quite exciting to see that.
Yeah, I can imagine it is.
Good stuff, David. Right, David.
You guys sound thrilled.
It's early in the morning here in the UK.
That's no excuse. You can always get excited about rocks, Kenny.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Well, yeah, so what we're going to do, David, now, if it's okay with you, we've got a little game. We've called it the 60-second showcase, and it's basically a pitch with a twist. So you effectively get 60 seconds to pitch your company or project. And I think we've decided this morning that you'd be talking about the Plateau project. And the twist is we'll give you a letter and you need to think of a really long word and try to work that into your pitch. We'll keep a leaderboard of the top scorers, the longest words, and see which CEO or director or investor we have on the podcast can claim that top spot for as long as they can. So, Kenny has the magic letter spinning machine. Kenny, would you like to generate a letter for us, please?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's no sound effects. Okay, the first letter is L. David, you get two chances. You can either take the letter L or you can reject it.
Well, geez, you guys make it hard. Yeah, right, I'll go with L, see how we go.
Okay, that's cool. So if you're ready to go, it's 60 seconds. I'll time it. And then when you've got about 10 seconds left, I'll just sort of give you a bit of a warning, David.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let me just get my stopwatch. Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1, go.
So Plateau is a gold and silver project in North Queensland. The beauty of Plateau is that it's surrounded by operating gold mines. We've got three operating gold mines within trucking distance from Plateau. And our objective is to be able to find enough to mine and then hopefully piggyback off coal treatment from one of those operating plants. Already, Plateau has got 40,000 ounces in resource, and that is growing. It's growing with each drill program that we do. And we are currently awaiting more results from our drilling that was completed in January of this year. It's nice when you look at the gold at Plateau, and particularly you look at the longitudinal section, you actually end up with, there's my L, with a plunge towards the east. And the plunging towards the east, we're tracking this deposit at the gold at depth. We've got great geophysical targets that help to be able to define that target, and we're chasing this target very aggressively to build the resource.
Excellent. Well done. Good. And what was the word? Longitudinal?
Longitudinal.
Yep, I'll count that up later, and we're going to start a leaderboard as well, David, so you'll be top of the leaderboard for week one at least.
Yeah, congratulations.
Can you just not interview anybody else? I'll stay on the leaderboard forever.
Yeah, it's a bit like Top Gear. You know how they've got the leaderboard for the star and the reasonably priced car?
Yeah,
it's a bit like that, so it is. Just to go back to that showcase, David, obviously I wrote down a couple of bullets from what you were saying. Within trucking distance, stuck out for me right away. So obviously there's a few operating plants within close proximity to Plateau.
Yeah, definitely. And that was one of the things when we acquired the project in Plateau in North Queensland. It's important that your project is not a stranded asset. By that, it means that you can't truck your ore to operating facilities. And it's great to be able to have three options available for us. So as we build the resource, and hopefully we find enough that we will eventually have enough to mine, it means that we can save a lot of the capital costs. We actually don't necessarily have to build our own plant.
Yeah.
We could save anywhere between 50 and 60 million pounds if we don't have to build our own plant. So that's a real strategy that Rockfire developed. And hopefully, as we explore Plateau, that'll come into being a real benefit of the deposit as we go forward.
Excellent. Mark, did you pick up any bullet points that you want to bring up?
No, not particularly. No, I thought it was a nice pitch. That very well done.
Yeah, excellent. The only one I picked on, David, you said obviously the resource was 40,000 and growing. Do you Rockfire have any target resource?
Well, we're modelling the deposit on the Mount Wright deposit, which is about 45 kilometres to the northeast of Plateau. The geology is very similar to Mount Wright. The geochemistry is very similar to Mount Wright. The mineralogy is very similar. So everything points to a Mount Wright lookalike. And Mount Wright is over 1 million ounces that's been mined from Mount Wright. And they are mining down at about 1 kilometre below surface at the moment. So that's our target. I think that's a fairly ambitious target at this stage because, of course, it's early days. We've just done our third drilling program. We've got a long way to go with that, as I've said before, is that we intend to drill this out during the rest of 2020. And by the end of 2020, hopefully, we'll get to a point that we're starting some scoping studies. So that's the objective, and we'll just keep plugging away at it.
Great.
Great. That's really good, David. Well, we're coming up on about 20 minutes, I think, on our podcast, which is what we're trying to keep the length to. So I think we can probably call it there, unless there's anything else from you, Kenny or David.
No,
that's it for me.
Okay.
That's great. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you very much for coming on as our first our guinea pig guest, and you were a very good guest. I don't think there'll be much editing to do here, so thank you, David, for that.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Thanks, David. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to another podcast from Market Musings with Fairbairn and Russell. Next week on the podcast, I'm sure we'll be discussing the markets. If Monday is anything to go by for the rest of the week, there should be a lot to talk about. We also have another guest lined up, Malcolm Pelly from Coincilium, who'll be on, and we'll be talking to him about his career and Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. Thank you for listening, and we hope you can tune in next time.